Welcome back to the Live with Audacity podcast. You're listening to episode number 65. Ooh, today's episode is so powerful. I get to talk to Marge Budenseek, life coach for women facing cancer diagnosis. If you don't know anyone who has faced this, you may not know how you'd ever deal with it if it should ever come up for you. But what Marge and I discuss is how to move through it with optimism and strength. After being diagnosed with cancer in February of 2020, Marge realized that cancer was something that happened, and she could decide how she wanted to think about it. Making the decision on what I wanted to think made the whole journey empowering for me, she says. After being certified as a life coach, Marge now wants to help other women diagnosed with cancer thrive through their journey. It will no doubt be a strenuous road, but listening to Marge, you will walk away knowing there's really something to this mindset stuff. Your mind is a beautiful tool, and you can and must use it to your advantage. But we have to learn to slow down and process our thoughts and emotions with grace for ourselves. Listen in as Marge and I dive into this tough subject. Listening to the Live with Audacity podcast. Heyo! I'm your host, Melissa Stewart, and I went from floundering entrepreneur to successful business mama with one simple idea: to be myself. What I learned was the blueprint I needed wasn't out there. It was already inside me, and I just needed permission to do my own thing my own way. And I want to help you do that too. Join me and my guests as we help mompreneurs around the world grow an impactful business customized to them without confusion, frustration, and distractions. Are you ready? Because girl, it is time to embrace your authenticity and live with audacity. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Live with Audacity podcast. I am so excited about today's episode because I get to have my friend Marge Budenseek, and we are going to talk a little bit about, Marge was diagnosed with cancer in February 2020, and we're going to talk about how she brought herself through that and then decided to become a life coach for other women going through the same thing. Marge, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Melissa. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. When we met, we talked so much about mindset and holidays and things like that. And actually, before we started recording, we were talking about 2020 and feeling really pleased with how 2020 went for each of us, and I'm kind of dealing with the nervousness or the worry of celebrating how amazing 2020 was for me, and feeling, what's the word I'm looking for? Not sure if I can celebrate that. Because I know so many other people had really hard years. And so we were just kind of talking about that. Marge, tell us a little bit about how being diagnosed with cancer really changed that for you, and kind of brought you to this place.
Okay, so 2020, like most people, it didn't start out as I had planned. I had, I just became certified as a life coach, and I had signed up last November of 19 to begin my certification in March. And in February, like you said, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was like, okay. And I remember just this brief moment of me thinking, well, maybe it's not a good idea to do certification. Like, maybe I need to pause and wait for this to be done. And then I remember thinking to myself, like, why would I have cancer dictate my life, right? Like, why should I put things that I had planned on hold just because I have cancer? And so that's really how my 2020 started. And like everyone else's 2020, like, things didn't, again, work out as planned because I was diagnosed with endometriosis cancer, which is a very common cancer for women.
Oh, wow.
It's a very treatable cancer. So if you're going to get cancer, I guess, like, I felt like I had a good one.
Isn't that so wild to say?
It is. But I was, so I talked to my oncologist. He thought we caught it early. He was like, I want you to have a hysterectomy. And based on everything he told me, and he told me that here's the best case scenario and here's the worst case scenario. But based on what he said, I went into surgery thinking, okay, I'm going to have surgery and all things are good and I'll be done. Well, that's not what happened. After surgery, they automatically take all of my woman parts to the pathologist. And I was, my cancer had penetrated my uterus more than they anticipated. It had gotten into my lymph nodes. And so I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer.
Oh, no.
So when I met the oncologist office, he was like, he said chemo and radiation. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
And I think anybody who hears the word cancer, chemo, I mean, your thoughts, you really aren't very positive.
Right.
I just remember I wanted to cry. And I was like, I'm not crying. No. You know how like you make your eyes so wide that the tears fall.
Nope.
Your head's back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot to process. You know, I had a lot of feelings. I was kind of angry. I was frustrated. I was like, this wasn't in the plan. All of the things that normal people would do. But then I just remember saying to myself very consciously, very conscious conversation with myself that said, what am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to learn? Because I believe that God puts things in front of us that he feels we need to take on, to learn, to improve upon, whatever the word is that you want to use. But I felt like this was here for a reason. So I came up with 3 things. Like, I just remember thinking, okay, I think that I am supposed to build and repair relationships. Because I don't have really great relationships with my family. Like everyone, we get busy, we don't talk, et cetera. Yeah. And I'm like, I think that that's part of my journey. I think that God wants me to share my story. So I've been sharing my story with really anyone who will listen to me.
Yeah.
But the third thing, Melissa, and this is like really, like, it'll probably make me cry because I really felt that God gave this to me as a gift. That God said, there's someone else out there who can't handle this, Marge, and I need you to take this on because you're strong enough to do this.
Oh, wow.
And that just lifted me up. Like, totally just was like, okay, I have a purpose. This is why I'm doing this. And that's what I thought. And that's what I ran with. And that made all the difference in my journey.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, right, I was actually going to ask you this. You decided to become a certified life coach and then this happened and it kind of feels like you deciding to become a life coach and getting that training really helped you through the process so that you could help other people too, right? Like, you know, people sometimes hate to hear the phrase, everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that. I don't always love the stuff that's happening, but it all serves a purpose in the end, I think. What's your outlook on that?
Yeah, I totally agree, like 100%. And that's why I always have that question, like, what am I supposed to learn? This is happening for a reason to me. What am I supposed to get out of this? And yeah, life coach certification was a blessing because I was surrounded by a small group of women. We became very close and I had coaching every week that I was really able. And I had done some self-coaching before I signed up for certification. So I had been working on my thoughts, my mind, my mindset for a couple of years. And I knew that if I did not have this work, that I would have been a hot mess.
Yeah. Yeah, and, totally.
But because I had this work, because I understood that I had a choice in how I thought about it, that we all have a choice in what we think, that I was totally in control. Cancer didn't control me. I controlled cancer.
Yes, absolutely. And I think too, right? Like we hear a lot about toxic positivity, and it's like, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about, you know, not feeling the feelings, not just automatically finding the silver lining, automatically thinking, you know, positive thoughts, or this is happening for a reason and things like that. And I know that it's out there, but I also know that, like you, okay, I can choose how I'm going to feel about this. I can choose how I'm going to think about this. And it's totally okay to have those emotions and process them, right? Because we need to do that. We can't just stuff it down, which I talk a lot on this podcast about how, you know, we are told a lot of times, okay, you need to get over it. It's time to get over it. And you can't just get over stuff. You actually have to deal with the emotions that come along with the things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just feeling them and processing them and working through them and where are they coming from and things like that. But then, like you said, deciding how you're going to feel about it, deciding what you're going to think about it, you controlling the cancer and not being so reactive and letting it happen to you, but being proactive and saying, I'm going to think my way about it and know that this has a purpose.
Yeah. And I think the important part is just because I decided like what I wanted to think, I didn't decide that I was just going to be happy about it.
Right.
Like I had bad days. But what you said is so important. If we learn just to feel the feels, the good feels and the bad feels, because I think a lot of time we dismiss good feelings and we focus on our bad feelings.
Yeah.
Or we resist our bad feelings, which just, you know, it just expands them.
Yeah.
So if you just feel the feelings, like, so if I felt bad, I felt bad. And if I felt good, I felt good. Just like we're talking about 2020, like not everything in 2020 was great, but I just remember the good things that happened and the things that happened at the end. So I'm celebrating the positive emotions from it. And I'm not resisting the bad stuff that happened to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, not every single thing went our way in 2020, but it's all about how you perceive it, right? Like, oh my God, I wanted to pull my hair out when I was having to homeschool my kids or right. distance learn my kids. And that was so hard. But also, I got to know them so much better and they got to know me so much better. And we got closer and built, you know, really strong emotional bonds over that time. So it's like you said, it's just all about experiencing that emotion and dealing with it and absorbing it, but then also choosing like to see the silver lining.
Yeah. And I think for me, what I've learned is that life is 50-50. Like you're never going to get to a point in your life where everything is good, no matter who you are, like no matter how much money you make, no matter when you get the job, you get married, you have kids, you don't have kids, they move out, whatever the thing is that you're waiting to happen. When you get to that point, it will still be 50-50. So if you just go, okay, like I wake up today and I'm having a bad day and you just go, oh, I'm having a bad day. And you don't make it mean anything. It's just a bad day.
Yeah.
And if we don't resist, because sometimes I think we try to like, oh, I shouldn't feel bad. Look at how much I have. Look at all the things around me. I have so much better than other people. I should be happy. Well, you can't be happy 100% of the time. Because if you're happy 100% of the time, you wouldn't know you're happy because you don't know what sadness is. Right?
That's so good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got that. Again, you got to feel those. What most people would consider negative emotions, right? Mm-hmm. You got to feel those so that you know what the positive emotions feel like.
Exactly. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to feel bad. But if you don't resist against it, now when I don't, because I don't resist against my negative emotions, like I'm like, oh, this is a bad day. Well, this isn't so bad. Like my bad days aren't even bad because it's like I'm not making it mean anything.
Yeah.
Right? I don't resist against it.
I think that's really valuable to point out is that, you know, like you said, a lot of times when we wake up and we're like, oh, I'm having a bad day. Like, okay, how can I turn this around? How can I be grateful? How can I, which is awesome, but also that's still you trying to avoid those feelings, those negative thoughts and things like that, which it's not going to do you any good in the long run, right? Like you got to process them. And we talk a lot about processing emotions. Do you have any tips for people to process those negative emotions?
I just try to sit with it. And I know that might not make any sense, but let's say I'm feeling something, right? Usually, so a feeling is just a vibration in your body. So like if you think about humiliation, you know, like what does that feel like? For me, it feels like my face will get red and hot. A lot of times I'll get nauseated, like I'll feel sick to my stomach. I might shake. So like I'm just feeling that feeling, right? Like I just picked humiliation for no reason, but like just allowing my face to get hot, allowing me to feel nauseous, allowing me to shake, and then just knowing that it will pass. And the more I just like sit with it and just like lean into it and relax into it, then it seems to happen quicker. And the same with a positive emotion, because I always struggled with like, what does excited feel like? Because I would just always be like, oh no, like, don't be excited. Let's go to the next thing. And I just like, I sit with it. I like, okay, oh my gosh. Like I smile when I'm excited and I feel warm inside and I feel like kind of tingly. And I just sit with that. And I appreciate all the emotions now. Like I just like, you just have to sit or stand and just like almost like close your eyes and just let it, think of it like energy just going through your body.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a great tip because you're so right. We're always, you know, when we're celebrating, we're like, okay, on to the next thing. And I feel like what you just said, just sitting with it, standing with it, whatever, and letting that energy flow through your body really, really lends itself to us being more present, right?
Right.
We do so much thinking of the future and planning and thinking of the past and what did I do wrong and how can I be better and, you know, things like that. I love just taking that moment to just sit and be with our energy that's flowing through us so that we can be present in that moment. And I think being present makes us realize that our lives are overall, they're good, right? Like,
My life is good. Like, I don't have any, like, I just, like, and again, like, I'm going to go back to cancer because I don't want people to think, like, I got cancer and I'm just like, oh, you know, like you said, a silver lining, like, yay, look, and I'm going to learn all these things and everything's going to be great. It wasn't like that. I had pain. I had sickness. I was tired. I couldn't do a lot of the things that I love doing. Like I spent the whole summer, you know, like in a chair watching people do things opposed to doing things. But I still overall feel like this was a gift. Because I grew so much. I learned so much about me. I was able to focus my attention on the things that are important, which I think 2020 did in general for people, honestly. Yeah. Like we were talking about this, that, you know, this was the first Thanksgiving that I just really was present with my family. Like Thanksgiving is all about the food. We talked about this when we first met. About the food. I love making
it's our
all
favorite
the
holiday.
Yep. I like doing all the things. And if you came to my house, I would make you anything and everything you wanted. I don't care how many things are on the table. I make it all.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. I'm having Thanksgiving. I'm cooking all this food and I put the rolls in like right when we sat down, like, and I was like, oh my gosh, I guess we're having rolls for dessert, you know, because we're not going to be done. You know, last year, I think I would have been like, I just ruined Thanksgiving. Because everything's supposed to be on the table. Everything's supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, well, we'll have roles later. And then I was just talking with my kids and listening and sharing. And we're, of course, celebrating because I had just gotten the news that I was cancer free. So, of course, we're celebrating. And then my husband got up and started clearing the table. And in the past, I would have been like, oh, no, I'll do it. I'll do it. Because I have to be the perfect hostess, right? The perfect mother, the perfect wife. And I was just like, great, go ahead, do it. I'm going to continue this conversation.
I love
that. And it just sat there and didn't get cleaned. And that was perfect because I was so I just remember even thinking like, I am so present and this feels amazing.
Oh, such a good feeling. I can actually, by your description, I can feel, maybe that's a little empath, I don't know, but just like feel sitting in your chair, feel that like just presentness, but also that joy of like, this is what life is really meant to be about. Being with the people that you love and just enjoying every single moment that we get on the earth, no matter what's happening. So
yes,
thank you. I love that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's the point, right? They said the present is in the presence or something like that.
Yeah, totally. And I completely agree. And I love that. I think that's beautiful. Tell us a little bit about, you said one of the three things was build and repair relationships. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about any relationships that changed for you during that time?
All of them.
Okay. Yeah.
All of them. So, I didn't tell my brothers that I had cancer until after my surgery, until I had more information, but I made a conscious effort to make sure that they were informed and let them know. And my one brother was so worried about, oh, I should be calling you every day. I should be checking on you every day. And I was just like, you know what, Bob? I know you love me and you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You know, like relationships aren't always about I have to call her every day and do all of these things. It's just making sure that the person that you are in a relationship with knows where you are and like it's a good relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then I can't even explain this, but like I had my sister-in-law told somebody that I had cancer. And then all of a sudden on my first chemo, I received this box. It was a prayer quilt made by this lady in Irvine, California, Maxine, and with a note saying that she's praying for me. And I wrote about, I'm going to say 30 handwritten letters over the course of my journey to people that I either knew or didn't know. Again, that communication that this is important. I appreciate you taking the time to do this thing for me. And I want to let you know that I'm taking the time to tell you how much this meant to me.
Yeah.
And then again, just meeting new people like we met in 2020, like, you know, on a networking call and just sharing my story with you and just getting to know you as a person, not like I didn't have any agenda, right? I just wanted to get to know you. And you invited me onto this podcast, which I'm very appreciative to, but just being open to all the people, the good people, the bad people, the people I know, the people I don't know, and letting people be who they are and not having expectations of them. I learned that in my relationship building this year.
Ooh, I love that. I love that because so often we do have expectations of people and how they behave or how they react to us or just how we're in relationship with them. And so, yeah, I agree. When I get to get on those coffee chats and stuff, it literally is just, hey, meeting a new friend, like, and you can never have enough friends,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah. And so I think that's so beautiful is realizing that people can be themselves and you can be yourself. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. When you find someone who lets you be yourself and you know, they get to be themselves with you too. That's like, I think that's true friendship. When you just have that openness with each other that you can each be whoever you need to be. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I think that that's what I learned from life coaching too, is because I can't control how you are, right? Or the kind of person you are, or what you say to me, or anything. All I can control is the thoughts that I have about it. But if I just let you be you and you let me be me, then we're going to have a true relationship. When I am trying to be, okay, who does Melissa want me to be? What does she want me to say right now? Am I saying the right things? I'm not saying the right things. Then I'm not being my true self. And if you like me, then how do I know if you like me for the person that I'm pretending to be or the person that I am?
Yep. Totally.
And I want to be me. And if you don't like me, that's totally okay too, because we don't like everyone. Like, right. Not everyone is our flavor, kind of, to say, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And, you know, I talk a lot about authenticity. That is like my one thing that I just need everyone to understand and get, is that when you show up and you are your true, real, authentic self, then you gravitate toward the people who let you be that person, and that you more genuinely connect with, rather than your relationships being based on other things outside of that. Like you said, what do I say? How do I spend my money? Like, you know, what do I do with my free time? Things like that. When you're your real self, you find the other people that have those same interests and those same missions, right? But if you're not, then you're going to be stuck with all these other people who are also being fake. And that's no fun.
No fun at all. And if you're thinking like, why am I always surrounded by these people that are whatever the word is that you're going to use, you have to think, well, am I being my true self? Because you will attract what you give out. So if I'm being me, you're attracted to the real me. And if that wasn't attractive, we wouldn't have conversed after our conversation, right?
Right.
But we made a connection because we're kind of like the same kind of people.
Yes. Yes. And so let me ask you this. When you were going through your journey, or I guess previously, whenever it happened, when did you realize that you could be your real self and find that freedom of, you know, because I think when we're not, when we're air quote fake, I don't necessarily believe it's fake, but just trying so hard to be impressive to others, when was there a time that you finally realized like, oh, no, it's cool. I can be me and have a more joyful life.
I think it was probably a year into my journey with life coaching, self-coaching, mm-hmm. that, like my mentor said, the thing that changed my life, let me just put it this way, is I was listening to her podcast and she said, your spouse's only job is to be there for you to love. And I was like, what? Because I thought he was supposed to be happy. I thought he's supposed to take out the garbage. I thought he's supposed to do all these things. But when she was just like, if he is just there for you to love on, you just love him for all of the good and the bad and the ugly and the everything, right? I just love him. I love him all the time. I love him no matter what he does. What happened was he started loving me more. Like instead of expecting Jim to make me happy, I realized that I had to make myself happy.
Right.
And so I just got to love on him. And giving him love brought me love. And then, first piece. And then once I realized that external things don't make me happy, like, right?
Yep.
So external things don't make me sad. It's all the way I think about them. And I get to choose how I get to think. That's when my life changed. Totally. And sometimes I still choose to think, okay, this is a horrible situation and I don't like it. And sometimes I get to think, oh, this is a beautiful situation. And I love that I was given this opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's all on me. Like, how powerful is that, that I get to choose how I feel, opposed to thinking that if I give my power to you and I'm like, Melissa said this to me and that hurts my feelings, which isn't true. I'm giving you all my power. and I get to keep it and I get to feel any way that I want to. So I can celebrate 2020 and you cannot celebrate 2020, and that's totally okay with me. But I'm not going to change my celebration because of what you think about it, because that's on you.
I love it so much. So much. I want to go back real quick to the thing that you said about when you gave more love, you got more love.
Oh yeah.
I think that is so powerful to understand, because a lot of times in any relationship, right, with our kids, with our moms, with our parents, our spouse, our, you know, coworker, whatever, in any relationship that we have, like you said, a lot of times we expect them to behave in a certain way to make us happy, friends, whatever. But when we show up as the person that we want, when we love the way that we want to be loved, when we give the way we want to receive, we get so much more out of it. And it's, I truly believe you get what you give. And that's been a new realization for me over the last year too, is that the more I give, the more I'm going to get. And give actually started to be my word for 2021. And so I think that's really important for people to grasp, is that if you want more affection from your spouse, whatever you want more of, give it, and you will get it back for sure.
Yeah, because we tend to be a reflection of what we're giving, right? Yeah. So again, if I give love, then I'm going to feel that great emotion, and I'm going to do things for my husband. Let's just say him, you know, I cook for him and I do things for him. And then what happens is then he's like, oh my gosh, she's cooking for me. And I love when she cooks for me and I love her food. And so then he feels love because I'm feeding him, and he's giving me love because I cooked for him. Yeah. It's like a cycle. But if I'm like, you know what, I always have to cook and I'm not going to cook anymore because he doesn't appreciate it, then that's the energy I put out. And he's like, well, gosh, now we don't have anything to eat. What am I going to eat? I'm grumpy because I'm hungry. And then that's what he gives back. You know what I see? You see what I mean? It's like you said, what you give out, you receive. So yeah, just, I don't know. It always was, there's a quote that, what is that? Like, the golden rule or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. About, treat people how you want to be treated. And that's absolutely true. And I want to point out real quick what you said about it. There are a lot of times where, you know, because you're the one that always cooks, I'm the one that always cooks in my house. I mean, unless my husband is grilling, but I can go into it with the whole, I always have to cook, and be mad about having to cook. Or my thoughts can be about it like, you know what, I'm actually pretty decent at cooking and I actually love doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it because that's what I love to do, instead of having that resentment of, I always have to be the one to cook. When I do it with love, and when I do it with love and my energy is poured into it out of love and out of because I want to serve my family, because that's my mindset about it, then I get so much more back from them. And they now have the energy to give back to me as grateful and appreciative, because they can see my heart in it and they can see my love in it.
Yeah. So I think two things that I've gotten out of this conversation so much so far is, like, always be authentic, be yourself, and then love is always the answer.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Right? Yeah. I say all the time, I'm leaving a legacy of love. And that is like when you go into anything, or when I go into anything, thinking about how I want to show up for the other people and do it with love and gratitude and, you know, just serving them, man, I get so much more back out of the experience than I would if I was feeling like a martyr that was just doing these things because I'm expected to. You know, and that brings you to a place where you're like, okay, I'm being present and I'm joyful that I have these crazy kids that drive me bananas.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's all about how you think about it, for sure.
Yeah. And the other thing that I kind of came out of the holidays was like, don't do things that you quote unquote have to do. Like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to cook for your family. You don't have to buy groceries. You don't have to go to work. Like, if you, instead of going from have to, that I choose to cook supper for my family. I choose to work. I choose to put up a Christmas tree or buy presents or whatever it is. Like, all this extra burden we put on ourselves because our house has to look a certain way, or we have to buy presents, or we have to decorate. You don't.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Exactly. And how freeing is that? The same thing is like, oh, wait a second. I don't have to decorate. I don't have to buy presents, but I really like decorating and I really like buying presents. And then again, you're coming from love opposed to have to.
Yes. You know, I actually
totally different.
Totally different. I actually have a post that I posted last year, and it was like, was this truly a Merry Christmas? Like, were you so wrapped up in all the busy work of we got to decorate, we got to wrap presents, and we have to put a bow, and we have to put ribbon, and we have to have a name? Like, do you have all these stipulations that you have to do? Or did you like really do the things that you wanted to do and let all the rest of it go? Because it's at the end of the day, it's actually not important. What's important is your joy and your happiness. When you're all stressed out trying to get all these things done to look a certain way, who are you trying to do that for? Is it for you? Is it for your family? Is it for your friends? Like but you don't have to do all that.
Yeah. And that comes back to authenticity. Yeah. So if you want to do that, awesome, do it. And if you don't want to do that, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it
literally nobody cares. Literally. Nobody
cares. So if you have this list, like check off, okay, decorated, check Christmas, you know, like cookies for Santa and carrots for reindeer and cocoa. And oh, let's make sure we take the picture of the cocoa and the cups and we're all in our jammies and we're looking all perfect. But you're like you said, you're all stressed out. Like then you're painting
and
a picture that
you just were trying to choke each other right before that. Then that's probably something you want to let go.
Yeah. And then you don't feel, again, then you're not living in that moment and you're not authentic. And then it doesn't feel right. Like, so you see this picture of this perfect, let's say perfect family, and you're like, but we're not perfect because we're not.
Right.
You know, like, oh my God.
I will say that some of my favorite family photos are the ones that the parents are just like, you know what? It is what it is. One kid's looking over there. One kid's picking its nose, whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's real life. And that those are the memories you should want to remember is how silly and ridiculous, you know, everyone is trying to grow up and be together and just function together, you know, in harmony. Remember that part. Don't have these pictures that you have to look back and be like, oh, that was a great 2 minutes.
And it's just like thinking back on Thanksgiving of 2020 was the year that we had, you know, rolls for dessert.
You
know, like, and it's funny, right? Like a lot of times our best memories are those ones where the turkey burned and you spilled gravy all over the floor and there were no presents and mom just threw them at you and said, I didn't have time to wrap them. And here, this is what you get, you know, like, that can just be like, oh my gosh, that was just, I just remember that was the funniest Christmas ever. Kind of.
I really totally agree. Yeah. Right. When things aren't perfect, that's when your real good memories come out. All my best memories of growing up or with my family are the ones where things were ridiculous and silly, and so now they're inside jokes for our family and stuff, and that's what makes a family is being authentic with each other. I truly believe that.
And like, if we don't get anything across today, Melissa, except for you need to be authentic, like, we're just going to keep saying that.
I know.
Another way this always shows up is people pleasing, right?
Yeah. Like,
again, we feel like we have to do something because, you know, like we try to please people. But if you're doing it because, again, you have to, like, it just doesn't serve anybody. Like, just go back to doing the things you want to do, show up the way you want to show up, be the person you want to be, and your life will be so much better.
Oh my gosh. I've had so many conversations with people before and they're like, well, I have to buy this person a present and this person a present. I'm like, why? Well, yeah, because that's just what we do. Okay. And so tell them you can't, or you don't want to, or you don't have the money, like whatever the thing is for you, then just say that. Like you don't have, no one is holding a gun to your head being like, you have to buy your niece a present. No.
Exactly. No, not.
And you know, if they think negatively about you, then that's on them, right?
It's like, totally on them.
It's on them, yeah, because they're thinking that they have to show up in a certain way and they're mm-hmm. jealous that you are finally putting your foot down and saying, you know what? I'm not going to show up in the way that you think I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Long time ago, I remember like I never felt the need to always have to buy people presents. But then like, it could be, let's say it's June 5th and I'm in a store and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this thing. Melissa would love it. I'm going to buy it and send it to you on June 5th for no yeah. reason. Like, I isn't wish- that mean more to you yeah. than me going, here's the Christmas present that I had to buy you?
You know? Yeah. So robotic.
Yeah. Like, but it's like, if you see something that you know I will love. Yeah. And I remember even when I was in college, I had no money and I saw something that I knew my mom would love and I took a picture of it kind of, and I sent it to her like, I wanted to buy you this, but I can't afford to. And I Aww. Still do that sometimes, like, cause I don't need a lot of things, but like I see this plaque that I think Jim would like, or this is a saying, or this is a something. And I just send you the picture. I was thinking about you when I saw this, but I didn't buy this because we don't need things. Right. We need to know that you were thinking about me.
Ooh, yes.
I saw that's, this and I thought about you.
Mm-hmm. That's so
virtual
good.
Presence.
Yeah, I love that virtual presence. That's cute. Yeah, and I think that at the end of the day, that is really what's important. Like, hey, I've thought about you today when I heard this song, made me think of you. That's so much more valuable than it's December 25th and I got you this present.
Yeah,
that you may or may not like. I'm not sure because
right.
It was just time to buy one. Yeah. And my limit was $30.
Yeah. I had to stay within the limit and I had to wrap it a certain way. And yeah.
But, yeah. And, yeah. You know, talking about presents, and this really has everything and nothing to do with our conversation, but I bought name tags and then I was like, whatever, I don't even want to use them because they're, you know, you got to write so tiny. So I just got out a black magic marker and wrote real pretty their names on them. No bows, no nothing. It felt so good. It felt yeah. so magical for me because it was like, it looked pretty and I didn't, you know, we weren't trying to, what package does this bow that fell off go to now? And, you know, all that stuff. It just was so much more joyful and I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It should be the way you want it to be. Like, and maybe that doesn't fit for me. Again, like, you know, someone might hear that story and go, oh my gosh, she markered up her presence. How dare. But it doesn't matter what you do because that's for you.
Like, yes.
That's the other thing. Like, but for me, that doesn't resonate with me. And I always want to use name tags. And that's totally okay too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not right. And you're not wrong. Like, we're both right.
Yeah, there is no right way to do things. You just do it your way. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's no wrong way to do things.
Agree.
Like whatever you pick is the right way.
Ooh, I like that way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is one thing you wish you had the courage to do sooner?
The courage to do sooner. Like, I wish I would have believed in myself a lot sooner than I did. That I wish that I would have felt that I had something to share with people without having cancer, because I think I did, but I was always so scared, not authentic, to tell you, because I just thought, like, my thing isn't important.
Mm.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
I think we all have a story and I think that we tend to just make it seem like it's not a big deal. Like, oh no, I don't really have anything to say. I don't have anything to share, but I do. And I just wish I would have believed in myself enough.
So true. Right. And I think that is that's a really big concept that most people struggle with. And once we get over that worthiness of being, you know, either air quote in the spotlight or sharing mm-hmm. our story or whatever, that's when we really start to see the success that we want, because again, we're starting to live authentically and we're starting to, you know, share who we really are with the world. And then it just, it's so magic how, you know, the world brings you those people that are supposed to be in your life once you start showing up as your real self.
Yeah.
And there we go on authenticity again.
Exactly. Like, we're going to get this through.
I know. We are. Okay. So what are you working on now and where is your business headed?
So I'm just really, so my treatments got done in October. I was ruled cancer-free in November, and I just really took the holiday to be with my family, with just like taking care of myself. So in January, I'm going to quote unquote launch my business.
Yes.
And, so I am just trying to find, so here's the thing. Like, I am just open to things and I just know my people will come to me. Like, that's the other thing I learned. Yeah. So I just want to help women who, and not just the person who went through cancer, but maybe the family member who went through cancer. I'm just trying to find them and be there for them and let them know that their journey can be an amazing journey. It doesn't have to be horrible and sad and scary and so fearful. So I'm just working on launching that business. I guess that's where I'm at with my business. Does that answer
your question? I love it. And you know, it's all happening right in the right time that it's supposed to happen, and
exactly the way it's supposed to happen. Yes.
Exactly. And those people are on their way to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do a quick rapid fire. What is a book, article, person, or talk that changed your life?
One of the first self-help books I read was You're a Badass by Jen Sincero.
Love her.
And that was the first time I heard the concept of love yourself. And I was like, what?
I'm like, supposed to do? Like, how do I do that?
And I just liked her voice in it, like, cause she's just sort of rough and gruff and like, you're a badass, but love yourself. And, that book changed me. Like, I started looking internally, like, okay, do I know myself? Do I like what I am? Do I want to be different? Am I being authentic? Cause I used to be quite the people pleaser, you know? So,
yep.
Yeah. Yep.
We've all done that. So no one is alone in that. That's for sure. What is your, real quick, I just have to tell you that I have the You Are a Badass daily calendar on my desk because I love her so much and it's amazing.
Yeah. I know. I love every quote, you know, like what quote can you, like, oh my God, this is the best quote. I would say that every time.
Oh my God, so true. Okay, what's your favorite Friday night at home?
Friday nights are typically jammies, Jim, and a movie. So Jim is my husband.
Oh, how cute is that?
But it's like, we just call it like, is it jammy time? It's jammy time. And then just chilling on the sofa watching, you know, maybe it's sports, maybe it's a movie. It's just, but just relaxing together, being again with each other. Like, it's important for me to make sure I have time with him.
Yeah.
I make time for him.
That's beautiful. What was your dream job as a kid?
You know, this is interesting because I never had one. Like, I remember thinking, I wish I was that person that, you know, like how I had friends who wanted to be police officers or nurses or doctors. And I always was just so envious of them that they knew exactly what they wanted to do. And I never knew. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I have so many interests, like I, you know, someone would say, you should do this. Yes, I love that. And they said, you should do this. Oh, I love that too. And you should do this. I love that too. So I just would be like, okay. So I didn't have that one career mm-hmm. or that one job that I just had to do or wanted to do. I never really I can't remember anyway having that. Yeah. So
that's so funny because I was very similar. Like I wanted to, there were so many things that I was like, ooh, that's cool. Ooh, that's cool. There was one thing I always wanted to be a Radio City Rocket, but obviously a dancer's life is not forever. But yeah, it was kind of the same way. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be a teacher. I know that. But yeah, I and it's funny because I'm obsessed with asking people, so what do you do? And it's not because I want to judge you about what you do. I want to know if you do a cool job to know if that's something that I would ever want to do.
Yeah, so, like Pinterest is horrible for me because I'm like, yeah, do that, do that. Like I have like, I don't know how many pins I have, but
it's the true meaning of multi-passionate for sure.
Yeah, but I really like, I like outside things. I like inside things. I like, I'm going to say domestic things. Like I think I would be happy just, you know, staying at home and being a mom and cooking and cleaning, but I also like working and starting a business, and I like, you know, mowing the grass, and I like sewing, and I like crafting, and I like being with people, and I like being alone, and like, and all of that doesn't mess so into one funny. Job.
I know. It's so wild. It's so cool because it's like, I'm listening to myself. Yeah, I feel the same way. Okay. If we ever get to really travel again, what is the next vacation that you would be looking forward to?
We're going to go to the Black Hills. Never been to South Dakota and Mount Rushmore and Yosemite.
Like, that'll be so great.
I want to do something. I want to say active, like I want to go hiking and I want to see animals and I want to see rocks and trees and nature and all of it. Like, I just want to see the beauty of nature. Yeah. So that's where we're going to go. And I've never been in, my brother's going to join us. And so that'll be fun too.
That's awesome. I love that. I think that sounds so fun. And I think doing all of that outside fun outdoorsy things, it's going to make you feel really strong and powerful after the journey you just went through. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is your best advice for to help our listeners live with audacity?
I have so much advice. Well, first of all, I think that the key is to be authentic, right?
Yep.
But I was thinking about this, like, if the end journey is the same, right? So I'm diagnosed with cancer, and I always had the thought that I was going to be clear. Like, I didn't have any doubt that I would be cancer-free. So if the end result is I'm cancer-free, why don't I just have that journey be a happy journey instead of a miserable journey? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. So even if you think like, so in the end, we all die, right? Mm-hmm. Like in the end, we could die today, tomorrow, in 20 years, 40 years, whatever. So why not make that journey the best journey? Why purposely be miserable? Why suffer when you have the power not to? You get to choose what you think, how you feel.
And what you do. And who you're around and all those things. So yeah.
Those things.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and I think there's something that says just choose happy. And I don't mean it like just put on a happy face and everything is wonderful and everything is blissful. It's just like embrace that life is 50-50 and you want all of it. You want the good and the bad. You want the ugly and the beautiful. You know, like you know, when you see a flower, it's beautiful, but if it doesn't die, another flower can't bloom. So like, you know, it's a cycle that we go through and there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with having a bad day.
So good. Yeah. Just embrace it. It is what it is. And tomorrow you'll get a new one.
Yes. Yes.
So where can people find you to get more information?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram. Marge Life Coach is my Instagram handle. And I think they can do the same thing on Facebook, but I called my business Thriving with Marge because I think it's important to thrive through life. instead of just, you know, survive it. I never liked that cancer survivor. Like, I thrive through my journey and I want other people to be able to thrive through their life as well. So yeah. Either one of those, or they can just email me to marge.budenseek@gmail.com, which my last okay. name is so weird. But that's
yeah,
okay.
And I'll have all of those links in the show notes for you, definitely. So awesome. This has been so much fun. I love getting to hang out with you and talk to you. And, you know, I'm so happy that we just happened to talk about our favorite subject, which is authenticity. So I think that was so fun and amazing.
I know. And it wasn't planned. It really wasn't. We just both believe in that. Like, and I think it's so important, like, just be you, because God made you exactly. You're so unique and beautiful and worthy.
And perfect. Yep.
And perfect. Yeah.
Oh, so good. I needed this just as much as I hope our listeners did, because even though this is what I coach on, being authentic and be yourself, and then you'll find your purpose, it's still refreshing to be able to talk about it with other people, because I think, you know, because the name of the podcast is Live with Audacity, I have to remind myself all the time, like, okay, live with audacity. Live it. It's not, it's something that is a constant journey to remind myself, like, it's okay to be myself. It's okay to feel what I'm feeling and things like that. And so I don't want anyone to ever think like, oh, you just wake up one day and you're good to go. Like, you have to remind yourself pretty consistently that it's okay to be you. It's okay to be authentic and real and honest about who you are. So yeah. I hope that this episode helped.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to just say that so many times we're waiting until something happens. Like, we're waiting to get there. Like, if you're building a business, you know, you're waiting to get your first client, your 100th client, you're waiting to make a dollar, make $100,000, $1 million, whatever it is that you're waiting for. Like, you're waiting for that job. There is never better than here, because when you get there, you'll still be here. Does that make sense? So here is where you have to focus. Like, here is the magic. Today, right here on this podcast, talking to you has been wonderful. And I'm not thinking about, what do I have to do after this? What do I have to do after this? What do I have to do after this? Yeah. I'm you doing this podcast, and I have loved every minute of it.
I love that. You know, one of, and we just keep talking and talking, but that's all right. one of my podcast guests recently said something. She said, your life is made up of years, made up of months, made up of weeks, made up of days, made up of moments. So be in the moment, make it the best moment that it can be, and then you'll end up with a great life. And that, yeah. That really was eye-opening for me too, because again, we're always thinking about the future and how can I grow and be, you know, make more money or do bigger things or whatever, or thinking about how we screwed up in the past or how we could have done things different. But if we just focus on this moment right here in front of us, then we can build a great life just by focusing on making this moment amazing.
Yeah.
Yay. This was so much fun, Marge. I'm so happy we got to do
hour.
This. I know, we really could.
I have so many more things to say.
I know. And it's so funny because at the beginning of this year, I was like, I think I'm going to try to start making shorter podcast episodes. And my producer was like, why? I said, well, I just think people will want to listen to shorter episodes. And he's like, I think you should keep doing what you're doing because you're doing good and you're being yourself. And I was like, oh, shoot, you're right. See, that's another example of, you think that you're supposed to be doing something one way, but just be yourself and it's going to be fine.
It's a perfect amount of time. So if this was 30 minutes, that was perfect. If it's an hour, that's perfect too.
Exactly. So you just got to roll with it.
Exactly.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you, Marge, so much. I sincerely appreciate our time together today.
I've so enjoyed it. And I appreciate you for inviting me on here and being able to share my story with your listeners. And I wish you the best 2021, because it's New Year's Eve. Did we say that already?
It's New Year's Eve, you guys. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. So out with the old, in with the new, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes, amazing. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Hey, Boo Boo. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you found value in this episode, do me a solid favor and take a screenshot, post it in your stories, and tag me. I love watching you grow and live up to your greatest potential. Let me cheer you on.